Hey everybody, this is Mark Chaffardini. Thanks for joining the show again. Is it just me or is it getting hot in here? I got a guest that's guaranteed to clear the spot in here. He's the amazing purple hazen, hard to be phasing, mad author of anguish. So beware, it's a catastrophe. Tangling with Sticky, cause you can't break him down.
Yeah, ain't even out of the market yet. I'm aiming wherever my target is at. When I came in, I gave you a heart attack.
Kirk, Sticky Finger Jones, how are you today? How's things in your world?
Man, I'm doing well. How are you?
Super. Man, I got to go back in time. 1993, slam single on cassette, turned my world around. I was in sixth grade. Shouldn't have been listening to it, but it stuck with me to this day. So I'm just saying, thank you for that amazing music.
You absolutely should have been listening to it. How old were you when you listened to it?
I was 13.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, listening to Trespass and Above the Rim and Judgment Day or Judgment Night. Well, both.
Judgment
both
Night.
Of
all right.
Well, hey, so you play, let's just jump to Darkness of Man, working with James Cullen Bresic, you know, going up against JCVD in like a partnership scenario. What kind of character bio did James give you as to who Yates was?
Well, he said that rappers play the best police officers. And you know what? You know, I wasn't his first choice. His first choice was DMX.
Earl Simmons. Okay, not a bad choice. Well, so what was it like the first day of shooting? What did they do this sequentially in order, or what's going on?
No, you never shoot anything in order. They have a line producer break down the script. So if one location have like several scenes there, you're gonna shoot all those several scenes in that location before you wrap the location, you know. And John Claude was amazing to work with. He has a great heart, and he's just a good dude. And James, oh my goodness, he turns out to be one of my favorite directors right now.
Okay, he likes to stick with the same people. You'll see some commonalities: Bruce Willis, Chad Michael Murray, and now Kirk Jones. So are we talking sequel? Because it seems like you and JCVD had a good partnership. How's that working?
They are in talks about a sequel.
Oh, fantastic.
But we will see the quote.
Well, that just shows you the trajectory of both of your characters in the movie. It was pretty exciting, though, because, you know, it's you and him working together to take down drug dealers and all kinds of bad guys and stuff. So
right.
Did you have to do any, you know, gun training, anything like that to sort of get ready?
No, I'm a gunsman already.
Well, you have an amazing song for the film named after the film, Darkness of Man.
Right. Yeah, you sang with...
Yeah. So talk to me about that. My favorite part of it is Part of a Pinnacle, Heart of a General. I just love the way that flows. That's deep.
Well, he said, yo, you want to do some music for, you know, for the soundtrack? And I said, matter of fact, this song I have in mind. Yeah, I played it for him. He's like, oh my goodness, this is the title track song. I said, let's go. So it was incredible.
And it's a nice flow with you and, is it Veronica
it's
Gray? Am I saying that right?
For me. Yeah, Veronica Gray.
And usually you lean on your cousin and the rest of the members of the band, or like Avonix or whoever you sing with, but like you got to take the lead on this. So was that different? Was the structure differently for you?
No, not at all. And I don't lean on anybody. They lean on me. Yeah, you talking about?
I'll get my facts right next time.
But actually the flow was a little bit different for me. But it was dope. I enjoyed it.
I figured that they cast you as the correct person because, I mean, you're Blade, after all. Spike TV's Blade. And then my one of my favorite songs of all time is The Worst, with when you and Method Man are in the car. But, like, what was that like? I mean, that was shot very frenetically and a lot of action. Like, you passed the mic back and forth pretty well. So
yeah, that was pretty dope. Method Man's one of my favorites. So it was easy, you know?
Well, I was talking to Key and Peele, and their opinion is he's one of the best freestyle rappers out there. So
yes, he is definitely one of the best freestyles out there.
Well,
See,
that is the hype you got to put on yourself. But you know, another one, you go back to DMX.
I'm just kidding, man. That's my dude. I speak to him often, and he's definitely one of the best.
Absolutely. Well, talk to me about Shut Him Down. Can you remember go back in the day? Shut Him Down featuring DMX. What was that like?
That was like Tyson versus Tyson, you know?
Well, there's a there's a there's a,
Someone once said DMX is like all islands combined, like Fred Rogue, and he's a vocal speaker, like Sticky, because he has the X. I agree.
Well, I think, if it doesn't have 10 sticky fingers, it's an imitation, a figment of your imagination.
I love you. Mm-hmm.
Come to Texas. We'll hang out. We'll get some barbecue, scotch, whatever you want.
Listen, I got a new Sticky Fingers membership club that I just started on patreon.com/ my abbreviated name, STKYFNGZ. So patreon.com/ STKYFNGZ. It's incredible. You get all the behind the scenes. Because we're on tour right now. We're on tour for the next 3 months overseas. It's amazing. The hip hop, it's like incredible. I put out a tattoo video. I only have one tattoo. People got portraits of me, my face, the Onyx logo, and it's dozens upon dozens upon dozens. Onyx is a cult following.
Well, my favorite letters in the alphabet spell back the fuck up. So I think I'm with you. I'm going to put all that.
My last name, Fingers, A to Z. You know what I mean?
I like that. Well, talk to me. They don't make videos really anymore. They don't make videos like Slam. I just keep going back to that. It's like you got 300 people and extras. I mean, what's the setup? What does that take to put that on camera?
Those weren't extras. Those are people I knew from the hood. I know everybody's name in that video.
You think we could do a commentary? We'll go frame by frame and be like, that's my cousin, my neighbor.
Such and such. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I kid you not.
No, I believe you. Well, let's go back to Darkness of Man real quick. So, you have one song that's the killer track that takes you out of the film, but then James tries his hand in music. Did he ask for any support? What was that like sharing some credit time with him?
Actually, me and James have done a song after that. It's called Straight Jacket. It's called Straight Jacket. It's a horror song.
Okay. Straight Jacket.
It's pretty good. I was surprised. I was like, yo, you direct and rap? Try to be me.
where can we see that?
I don't know if he released it yet.
Okay.
What do you mean hear it, not see it right here?
Yeah, fair enough. Well,
sorry, ridiculous.
And you got a lot of things on your mind right now. You're moving, you just got finished up a dope movie.
Everybody's watching this. I'm in the middle of a move right now. Supposed to take one day, but this is the third day. I didn't know I had this much stuff. I'm going to say another word, but yeah.
is it brought on by touring? What's the reason for the move if it's not too personal?
Upgrading. My ego's got too big for this place. Let me stop. I don't have an ego.
Oh yeah, I heard that before. That's a lie. When you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing that you got to do? Is it get a coffee?
Who said I'm going to sleep?
Well, I mean, that's
the first thing I do when I wake up is I take a piss. Probably. I'm sorry.
That makes you human. That's a lot of people do that. Not.
And then I get a coffee to stay awake.
So what do you have a go-to track? Do you like to listen to your own music, or do you just look for inspiration from other people, or do you pick apart old things that you've done? Like, I can make that better and remaster it.
The first two, yes. The third one, not so much. Look, they say if a person doesn't find the time to do it right, they find the time to do it over. So, I find the time to do it right.
I'm going to put that in the post, because that's a beautiful phrase. I'm going to put your Patreon information in there as well. What other jewels of wisdom you got? Drop them. Drop some lessons on me.
Today is a gift. That's why the past is history. The future is mystery. But today is a gift. And that's why they call it the present.
You a fan of Kung Fu Panda?
Why, they stole my line?
I can't claim it. But I think a turtle from DreamWorks might have beat you to it.
What year did that come out?
2012, maybe?
Yeah, I beat them to it.
I'm going to put all this in the post. People are just going to love it up. Well, Sticky, we got to let you go just because there's so many people who want to talk to you about this, but this has been a blessing. This has been a bucket list. I'm so glad to be speaking with you.
I have a song called Bucket List. I don't know, my last album I just put out called It's About Time is incredible too. It's a video for it as well.
And like I said, people aren't making videos anymore, but you still are. So I'm
absolutely.
I'll put that in the list too. So good luck with
I'm
your
directing
movie.
And editing my own videos as well.
Triple threat.
Quadruple threat.
You always one up with me, and that's how you do it.
A six click threat.
Well, man, thank you so much for your time, and we will catch you next time.
Thank you as well, brother.